Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios from the Price City Police Department, I've got Kelly Maines. How are you today?
Good. Doing good.
Good. Well, Kelly, this is a very special time of the year, and, you know, I think last year I got you in the studios after the event. I'm so excited to get you in the studios before, because you guys have kind of changed the program and implemented things to benefit this program so much more. Let's talk about it. We're talking about Shop with a Cop.
We are, and yeah, I wanted to come in before because we wanted to get some information out there and we wanted to let everybody know what we're doing with it and how things kind of work out. Shop with a Cop, it is a great program, especially for our community. We get a lot of community involvement, a lot of community donations that help us out. That's one of the reasons we wanted to come in.
Oh, absolutely. So the Shop with a Cop event, for those that have no idea, basically the different agencies of law enforcement throughout the Castle Country all come together, and strictly through grants and donations, you guys are able to take so many children throughout the entire area shopping for Christmas. And it is these kids that you guys start out with breakfast, which, by the way, breakfast is donated by McDonald's and it's hosted over at the Tuscan. And then you guys take them down a little mini parade down Main Street. You let them play with the lights and the sirens and you take them to Walmart.
Yep. The kids usually love that. We load them up in the patrol cars. Usually we try to send their parents or grandparents or something over to Walmart so they can get video and pictures of it. We load the kids up, show them how to use the lights and let them go, and we drive down the road and let them hit the lights and sirens and kind of have a makeshift parade with, you know, all the agencies in the county. With, you know, we've got Price City, the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, Helper City, Wellington City, East Carbon, Highway Patrol. You know, we'll do our makeshift parade. It's a lot of fun. It's fun for us too. I won't joke.
Guys have an absolute blast. I know you do. I've seen pictures of the event, and you guys have so much fun. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the way that this program is funded. It is strictly grants and donations. And I remember, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, you had told me that you had so many individuals that happened to be in Walmart shopping during this event, and they were coming up and trying to give you guys monetary donations to make it go even further. And with that, you guys kind of altered the way that you do it. And now there's a way for people to donate.
Yeah. So part of the issue that we run into is from the law enforcement side, we can't take the money from people. And it's hard from the officer level when we have people that are, you know, they see this going on and they see the emotion of these kids. They see the emotion of the family members of the officers. And they come up and realize what's going on and they want to give us money to help out. We've always ran into this problem. And last year, I think it was a little before last year, Chief Jolts and I sat down and talked about a way we could kind of circumvent this. So through the utility department at Price City, we set up an account strictly for Shop with a Cop for donations, to where anybody in the community can come in and make a donation through the utilities office. They just have to let the girls at the utility office know that this is for Shop with a Cop. Part of that is it goes into this account. They get a receipt. It is something that they can claim on their taxes as well as a donation. But it helps us out because every little bit helps. And one thing about our community in the Castle Country area, we have got an awesome community that rallies around taking care of everybody. And, you know, every year I'm a little amazed at how this all comes together when it comes to Shop with a Cop. We really have a great community that steps up, and it's awesome. And, you know, the way that this program is set up also is through Price City, we get the grants to do Shop with a Cop for our entire county. Once we get all the funds, we divvy it out to all the agencies so that they know how many kids that they can take. Makes it a little bit easier than everybody trying to do it. We kind of do it all at once, so we get everything set up and everything taken care of. It seems to get a little bit easier every year setting it up. It still is quite a process, but it's one I really enjoy doing because it helps our kids in this community so much.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that kind of brings us to the next point. Every year around this time, you have different individuals contacting you and saying, how do I get my child or my neighbor or whoever it may be involved with Shop with a Cop? Now, this isn't necessarily one of those programs where you can submit an application and that individual can go along with the Shop with a Cop. There are programs like that throughout the community, like the Angel Tree, but this, you guys kind of, through different agencies, United Way, through the school district, through other officers throughout the community, that's how the children in this program are selected.
It is. I like to tell people when they ask, how do I sign my child, or like you said, my neighbor or somebody up for it? This isn't a program that people want to sign up for. You know, it's a lot of times we're picking kids or we're selecting kids that if they didn't have this, if they didn't have the ability to do Shop with a Cop, they may not get anything for Christmas.
Right.
And so we go through a lot of different avenues, like you said, the United Way, the school districts, and our patrol officers that are on the street, they're responding to calls with these kids. They're seeing it and they're coming, you know, I have patrol guys coming into my office all the time that this time of year telling me, hey, went to a house, keep this name in mind. I think these kids would be great for it. And, you know, without fail, we usually end up, we always wish we could bring more kids along. That's, you know, why the donations are so important when it comes to this. It never seems like we have enough, but it all seems to work out in the end, and that's what we're looking for.
Right. And, you know, it really is such a special event. So basically you're able to take these kids to Walmart and you say, all right, you've got X amount of dollars. Go and get yourself something for Christmas. And Kelly, that never happens.
It doesn't. It's kind of heartwarming as an officer. And, you know, as an officer, you have to stand there and try to control your emotions when you have a small child that comes in and their first thought is they need to get something for their mom and dad or for brother and sister or for a grandparent. And, you know, most of the time, you know, I know we talked about it, you know, I've had in years past, I had a little boy who found out his dad had just got a job and his first thought was he needed to buy his dad a brand new pair of work boots. And he very genuine in how he did it. And it takes you back that, you know, here's a kid who has an opportunity to get anything he wants while he's there. And his first thought is of somebody else.
Right.
And it reminds you this time of year, you know, how thankful you are for everything that you have.
Right. You know, Kelly, one of the stories that always stands out to me, one of your past years, you told me the story that you had a couple of girls that you had taken and they didn't want to go and get gifts. They didn't want to go and do anything. What they wanted and what was special and important to them and their family was a huge Christmas breakfast. So they bought groceries.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember those two. Yeah. Their first thought was we didn't have any, we wanted to have a huge breakfast and we needed the food. And that's one of those instances that you realize just how important it is for these kids to have this type of a program.
Right. Absolutely. So it is important. This is exactly where this community can rally together and help again, just like they have in years past. Head on over to the Price City Utility Office and any donation is appreciated. That is the exact reason that this program is put in place is because it's all the community members that bring it all together.
It is. The community donations are a huge part. You know, we do get a few grants to supplement this program, one of which is from Walmart. They have a community grant through Walmart. Walmart is a big contributor of this. We also, the last few years, we've been very lucky to get another grant from the Utah Police Civilian Association. And they've matched a lot of times what Walmart has given us, which has made a huge difference. You know, these same grants, I know Walmart also does a grant for Emory County as well. I'm hoping that they can get this second grant as well this year. But it's amazing. And in our, you know, Castle Country area, Carbon and Emory County, how much the community steps up and does for this.
Oh, absolutely. So help out with Shop with a Cop. Head on over to the Price City Utility Office and make a donation today. Now, this event will be taking place on December 15th. So if you're out and about and you see a whole ton of different law enforcement vehicles heading down the street, you'll know exactly why. Give them a honk, give them a wave. It's a really special day. And, you know, huge shout out to you, Kelly, for kind of heading this project every single year and all the law enforcement agencies for getting involved.
Yeah, so I can't say much about our law enforcement community. We are one great big huge brotherhood. You know, our separate or second family, as you will. Great team that we have here and all the officers that step up. It's a lot of fun. It's a great program to do. And, you know, it's a headache for me sometimes getting it all put together. But like I said, in the end, when it works out, I can't say enough about how our officers and how our community steps up with this.
Oh, absolutely. It really is such a very special event. Again, that was at Kelly Mains with Price City Police Department with Shop with a Cop. Kelly, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to tell everybody have a great Thanksgiving and have a great holiday season and be safe out there. There's a lot of traveling going on this week, so make sure everybody stays safe and enjoy your holidays.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. You can find additional information on this Castle Country Focus by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.